Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And as we discussed, it appears the Falcons are not going to be able to land Trey Hendrickson because reports say he is going to stay in Cincinnati. It looks like it's going to be that way at least. So who do you want to see the team bring in before the draft? Again, you can give us a shout, 404-726-0929. All right, let's go to the lines. We've got Chief waiting on us. Good morning, Chief.
What's happening? What's happening, people?
What's happening?
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Tiffany, glad to hear you back and stuff. You work real hard. You know that, right? You work real hard.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. But and Tiffany, to be honest, when you have an opinion, if you want to say UNC don't deserve to be there, you can say it. It's okay. they don't deserve to be there, you know? They don't deserve. But you know who I blame for all of this stuff? And I blame for the weather and everything? I blame the NCAA for everything.
For everything?
It costs everything. But my wake-up call actually is for the Atlanta Falcons. Guys, I don't know what we're going to do for his pass rush, but we better do something. I don't know who we're going to bring in. We have all these high hopes for everything, but we need to bring in somebody. So like, when the draft comes around, give me a defensive end. Give me two of defensive ends. Give me three if you want to, but give me somebody.
I'm just not confident that that's what the route we're going to take. It could easily be a corner. It could easily be a safety. I think it – and look, I've seen a lot of people starting to put Walter Nolan. I think a couple of different drafts that I had pulled up the other day, Walter Nolan in that spot. Like, I don't know, man. The edge thing to me is such a deep class, but at the same time, these Falcons have shown the ability to swerve at any given time.
I think we need to stop. You and obviously Chief is a love Chief and all that, but I think we need to stop using this. We'll go get an edge rusher, go sign an edge rusher. I don't think we have the luxury to say that's the only thing we need. I really don't. I mean, go get me a difference maker. Go get me a playmaker. I don't care where the hell he plays. I don't care if he's if it's Jahdae Barron, if it's Malachi Starks, Jahad Campbell, Walter Nolan. I mean, because how do I know that Michael Williams is that edge rusher that's gonna just fix everything?
Yeah.
How do I know? You
yeah.
don't. You don't. I mean, you know, I love the people that crap on Shamar Stewart, but yet talk about Michael Williams like he's the second coming of John Abraham.
I haven't located any of those people.
I've heard it. You know, the production that Shamar Stewart didn't have comes up. Yet all those people would have taken Trayvon Walker at the year he came out in the draft. And all those people are jumping on Michael Williams. Now, Michael Williams has better numbers, but they're not that much better. I mean, they're not the if you want the guy that has the most sacks, go get Mike Green.
Or go James Pierce.
Go get the kid Ezeraku out of Boston College, who had 17 sacks last year in D1.
Very long. Very long guy.
But so I think we just need a playmaker. And that's the reality of the situation. Like, we need a really good player that can come in here and have an instant impact by making plays right away. Doesn't matter where he plays on this, but he's got to be on defense.
All right, back to the lines we go. Swanee Dave, who's incoming. Good
there
morning.
Swami Dave, guys. Swami Listen, Dave. I want to help out my friend in West Virginia.
Wait, I'm sorry. It's Swami Dave. Did you
it's
write
always
Swanee
been
Dave?
Swami Dave. Dylan.
You wrote Swami Dave. Dylan.
My bad. It's Swami with an M.
That's
it's
okay.
Mary, not an N. My bad. My bad, Swami Dave.
Hey, no problem, buddy. Hey, we're cool today. Listen, I want to help out my friends in West Virginia because I have lots of them.
All right.
And I like to give advice when I'm on the wake up call. So my recommendation is to institute the John Denver Invitational.
Yeah.
And they can invite six high school teams from the state of West Virginia so that, you know, they can play on whatever their YouTube channel is. And the winner of the John Denver Invitational gets a plastic trophy that says participant on it. And next year, they can invite, like, picks number 64, 65, 66, 67, and 68, all those other mid-tier teams that are just getting participation trophies, getting to play in on Tuesday to a tournament that starts on Thursday. And you know what? It's the NCAA's fault because apparently they started COVID, too. Guys, y'all have a great one today.
No. I thought Gobert started the NBA with the press conference. Touched all the microphones and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he tests.
Swanee Dave, thank you.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree. It's why I don't want the playoff to go in college football from 12 to 16. At what point, what are we doing?
Let me play devil's advocate, though. There are financial impacts to all this, and that's the biggest thing. When you look at financially what it means to go to the NCAA tournament, now I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it has to be more of a financial incentive than being left out of it. Or going to the NIT or the College Basketball Invitational or whatever else is out there. That's the underlying circumstance around a lot of these things that, you know, you get left out of that money pie. So I'm with him, though, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, on a national level, it's like, and they're not, and let's be clear, UNC is not the 64th or 66th best team. You know, they're going to have a higher seed. They're I don't know, what are they, around 40 because of some of the automatic bids and things like that?
They're one of the last. They got to do a. North Carolina is in a play-in game.
No, I know, but yeah, the play-in game like tonight's like an 11 versus an 11. Like they're not worst teams.
That's
you have teams that win their conference to get automatic bids.
Yeah, well, they won something to get there. North Carolina didn't win anything to get there. They couldn't even.
I'm just saying
they're like 1-12 in quad one game. So they're not. They're ranked that because of what their name is and what conference they played in. But the reality of the situation is the ACC was an average college basketball conference this year, and North Carolina was a below-average team in that conference. And now they're going to a tournament game. But I agree with Swami, Dave, that, hell, none of them deserve to be there.
I don't even know if we're having this conversation to this extent if Bubba Cunningham is not the leader of this committee.
No, we're not having it. I disagree. The reason we're having this conversation is because it's North Carolina, and that a lot of people think they got in based on their heritage, their name, what they've done. If this was West Virginia and UNC was left out, we're not having this conversation. There's a huge difference there. But North Carolina being an ACC team, you know, all the history that goes along with that program, one of the greatest college basketball programs of all time, a true blue blood of the sport, that's why we're talking about it to me. I think Bubba Cunningham is a side note that people are amplifying to double down on the outrage, or if you can call it the fake outrage. Because in reality, nobody gives a damn about an 11 seed and a play-in being in the tournament because it's a throwaway team.
Back to the lines, we got Daniel in Decatur. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Morning Show family. Morning Show family. What's going on?
Yeah, happy to hear from you.
Look, man, real quick. There's really nobody out in free agency as far as edge rushers that really jumps out at me. Really, the only two names that really jump out at me is Brandon Graham, Von Miller. I don't think we can afford Von Miller. Brandon Graham, I'm suspect about how much he has left in the tank, even though he just won a Super Bowl. But, you know, I'm suspect there. So, I mean, I really feel like the Falcons should just hit the draft.
Yeah.
Get the guy who's going to be a difference maker, a dog, Mike Green, buddy from Boston College. We just need somebody who's going to come in and truly make a difference.
Yeah.
That's what it is. With basketball, I understand. I don't like the selection committee thing, even when it comes to basketball and when it comes to football. I really don't like it. If you ball, you ball. You should make it in. If you don't, you don't. Do better next year.
Oh.
Cry, get some tissue, go back to the drawing board and do what you got to do next year. I'm a football coach myself. We made it to the championship last year, and we lost. I can cry all day and say, well, this is what happened. We should have did this. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Go back to the drawing board. Do better.
Yeah.
All right? Period. Yeah. Have your record. Put your record where you need to do. North Carolina, I watched them this year. I've watched a few of their games that they should have won that they lost. They didn't deserve to make it in. I understand that. But all of this crying and lawsuits, and I'm going to sue, we didn't make it in. Like, do better, dude. Yeah. Go back to the drawing board. Do better.
I love that train of thought, man. And I love that
we
call.
We appreciate you.
You know, it's the same thing. I had a lot of Alabama fans that are up in arms. They didn't make the field of 12 last year. I'm like, well, we shouldn't have lost by 3 touchdowns to Oklahoma. I mean, you just, like, to this point, like, there are, and in college basketball, there's a ton of opportunity as well. There's a ton of opportunity to make sure you're doing all the right things. So I don't know. It's when you get down to your point about splitting hairs at the bottom of this thing, it's frustrating. But yeah, the whole thing, West Virginia, it's like, dude, you're going to sue somebody. You had plenty of opportunity.
Well, on the edge rusher thing, Brandon Graham was hurt. He was hurt.
Yeah, was it a torn tricep?
Something like that. I'm good. I think he was a great player.
He's
at one
my
time.
Age, by the way.
I'm good. And Von Miller. Dang. Who is, if I'm not mistaken, is also your age or close to it, about to be 36. I'm good there too. He in his last 25 games, he has 6 sacks, and he's not played a full season since 2018. Great player at one point. I'm not spending the money that he wants. I thought we talked about this. I mean, hell, I had guys tell me that we shouldn't go up to Trey Hendrickson because he was too old, and he's barely 30. So, I'm good. I'll pass.
I don't know, man. I Von Miller wanted to come here, and we had the money. Go ahead.
Sure. But how's that any? How do we know that's going to be any different than you just got from Matthew Judon? They got almost the same amount of sacks last year. Matthew Judon was half a sack off of Von Miller.
You don't,
and
but it would be,
more games.
I'd be hard pressed for somebody to make the argument. We would not be better off with Von Miller on this lineup than without.
I'm not sure the juice is worth the squeeze. I'm really not. 6 sacks in 25 games.
Yeah.
That sounds like every other edge rusher we've had here since John Abraham.
I don't disagree, but we have no juice right now. You know, I'm clinging on to anything.
Well, Leonard Floyd's had a better last 4 years than Von Miller has.
Okay. Let's have both of them. Let's have both.
Or just, yeah. Hell, go get Za'Darius.
It's not like we're signing to a 5-year deal.
Why not go get a Za'Darius Smith or, some of these other guys in here that they're a little bit younger than go uber old?
Because I think, to my point, is I think that when you look at Za'Darius Smith, you're probably looking for 4 years. I mean, you're probably looking for
guys. Well, let's pause on that because that's what we're going to discuss in our next segment. These notable free agents out here with Za'Darius Smith being one of the guys among them. We'll get to that when we return here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Sports.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Radio 92.9 The Games, the morning shift, hanging out. Tiff, Mike, Bo, getting it done here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Hi, what'd you tell me? It was 71 today?
No, I think it's 73.
Yeah.
I think the high is going to be 73. It's not going to get, I think it gets to 73 at like 4 o'clock. Then, of course, it'll get cold again. It'll start going down because the sun will start setting.
I got a chance to talk to Rob at the end of last week. I was actually going. I went for a run Friday. First time in like 3 years I've gone for a run. And it hurt. And I'm definitely fat and out of shape.
How far did you run?
But it was good. 3 miles.
Around your neighborhood, treadmill?
No, I went to a trail. Went down to the river, ran on a trail, took the dog. It was good. He was – luckily the dog was more out of shape than me. For 3 miles, had to take a little bitty break in the middle for him to get some water and do all that. But it was good, man. I joked with Rob. I was like, I forgot how to run. Like, where do I hold my water? Where do I hold my phone? But yeah, man, it was good. And times weren't quite up to Abe Gordon standards. But you know, it was good. It was a beautiful day last week.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Same way for the last couple for the next couple days.
14-15 minutes a mile.
Yeah, you're not far off. I think I averaged 11 or 12. So, yeah, we were getting
done. That's not bad.
Yeah. Well, the first one was like sub 10, and then mile 2 is like 12.
You're judging?
Yeah, I'm judging.
He's judging all he wants to. He's 5'8 and a half, and he's 160 pounds. He can probably run, you know, 6 minute miles all he wants to.
That was my next question. Bo, how fast is your mile right now?
I'm not built for speed. I'm built for distance.
I said you could probably do like 9.
Judgment from a distance.
I used to run. Like, you know, the 7 minute miles and stuff. I ain't done that in 10 years. I mean,
don't be a running gatekeeper, man. It doesn't matter what my time is. Okay?
I just was curious what your time was.
Yeah. I hit 7:40, but that was like a year ago. I have not timed my mile time in a long time.
I was talking to Abe. He did his 5K in like 22 minutes the other day. I was like, Jeez. That's solid.
One of my biggest accomplishments in life is when I was in ninth grade, I was in the best shape of my life. I run a sub 7 mile. sub 7. I was very proud of myself.
Can we count ninth grade being in the best shape of your life?
Jeez, Dylan.
No.
That's you can't count
here.
Ninth grade. It doesn't count.
Why?
Because it's prior to adulthood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So?
Yes.
You're a child.
You still had skinny abs back then.
Yes. What are you talking about?
You still had skinny abs.
I was still in the best shape of my life.
Dylan, get out of here.
I was doing PE.
I can say
I was doing mat drills for basketball practice.
I had abs when I was 7. That was it. That was the peak.
Then I feel sorry for you that the best shape of your life was ninth grade.
That's pretty bad.
At age 13.
Yeah. You're like, man, I was so healthy.
Something to shoot for now, you know?
In college, my mile was 7:15.
That's solid.
So, that's good.
I don't think I'm physically capable of getting down that far. Even if I was, 50 pounds lighter, I don't know that I could ever
do
7.
Maybe I'll try to do it next week. I've been hitting sprints at least twice a week. So I might run a mile and see what
we'll come back to you on that.
I can just see us tomorrow doing the wake up call and whatever question we ask. Hey, start with your mile time, and then you can answer the question.
Actually, that's a good. We should do that for
7:23. Mike Green from Marshall.
Yeah, son. We don't care how fast you run the 40 or how many sacks you get.
What's
we just want to know
your
mile time is, You know, well, why, Terry? Why'd you pick Walter Nolan in the first round at 15? Most people hadn't projected late 20s. Well, Walter ran a 10-minute mile, and we're pretty impressed with that. But the guy, his size, the
very
agility,
solid.
And he did three of them back.
It's not
back,
arrogance; so. It's a confidence.
Back, so yeah.
All right, let's bring it back to you guys are about to open up a can of worms and kind of get into a little bit of debate when it comes to the Falcons. And some free agency additions that they could make before the draft. I know we hit on the wake-up call, but you threw out Za'Darius Smith, and I think you guys were talking about the age of people. There's a lot going on before we went to break. So why not Smith, or why are you in favor of Za'Darius Smith possibly ending up here?
Well,
I think we're all in favor of him, of Za'Darius Smith at this point, if that was the signing they would make. Nobody would complain about that.
I completely disagree with your not Tiffany, but Mike's take that Za'Darius Smith is going to want a 4-year deal. He's 32, and I believe he would turn 33, but close to the start of the season or during the season. But the thing for me is, why is he going to get a contract? He last signed with Cleveland a 2-year, $23 million deal. He's not getting a 4-year deal. He's going to get no more than a Leonard Floyd would get. So why not bring him in here if he's wanting to take a similar deal to Leonard Floyd? He's got 18 sacks in the last two seasons, and he's played 34 games in those seasons. So to me, that's great. He missed a game in 22 and 23. Had an injury-plagued season in 21, but other than that, he's been pretty reliable. And nine sacks, I mean, that I'll take it.
Yeah, again, like I let off, I don't think any of us would argue against having Za'Darius Smith on this team. It would be awesome, given the right financial circumstance. My only comment about Von Miller was, if Von Miller is signing these Chase Young, Jadeveon Clowney-type deals where you're really paying for him for 1 year on a rental, then yeah, I see no reason why you wouldn't want to take a stab at that in the right price bracket. You said no thanks on Von Miller because he's been injured the last couple of years. That's fine. My only point is that no matter what, either one of these guys coming in, yeah, I'd be all about it because it's better than what we have right now. And if you can get just Von Miller to be a third down assassin, then, yeah, sign me up for that. I wouldn't complain about either one. That's not the route I'm taking. I'm not trying to compare Za'Darius Smith to Von Miller. I'm here for either one. Go ahead and sign me up.
I just don't think you're not in the place, and you can claim that Leonard Floyd and Za'Darius Smith be the same thing, but to me, you don't have the luxury of signing Von Miller to a 1-year,
I agree,
$15 million deal at 36 years old, like you're a freaking player away from the Super Bowl, because you're not. And you're definitely not a player that's 36 years old, that hasn't stayed on the field, that's had off the field issues arise and cause them to miss games, and is going to give you 5 sacks. You're not, or 6 sacks. You're not that player away. And so you guys want to, and I'm not you, but I always hear that to me, that's, That is a worse move than what Matthew Judon was in hindsight. Because you can look back in hindsight and say the Judon trade was a terrible move because it didn't work out. In reality, it wasn't at the time. It was a move that was praised not only by us, by others in the market, by national media, but by the fan base as well. To me, I don't think that's where you're at. So, yeah, I would go rather sign as a Darius Smith because I think you're paying less for what has been the last few years more production.
Yeah. Again, I'm not arguing. I'm with you. I'd rather have Za'Darius Smith. But my point being is that I wouldn't turn down either one of them. Mm. I'm good.
Yeah. It is one thing, but I'm not sure if I'm just willing to pay what I think the market rate is. And that's the problem for me is there's
I think Von Miller probably 1 year, what, $10 million?
No, I think Von Miller wants like 15.
Well, he's not going to get it. Well, Joey Bosa just signed for 12.
That's one of the few guys Von Miller's outperformed lately. Look, the reality is I'm not sure if Von Miller, I don't know where his head's at.
That's a good point.
Does he even need to play? It's not like he's never won a Super Bowl ring. It's not like he hasn't gotten broken off multiple times as a player. So does Von Miller even want to play?
Back to Buffalo to kind of, revive himself. And I know how much he kind of meant to the team up there. I don't know if he still wants to keep going, but yeah, I know he was happy to be in Buffalo when I chatted with him.
I will say, to answer your question, if we're choosing between a guy who wants to play and another situation where I turn on the film and it looks like Matthew Judon last year, then I'm good. And that's really where it comes from is there has to be a personal amount of emotion thrown into this from whoever we're signing that says we're ready to go there. And I think that Za'Darius Smith definitely checks that box. But I don't know, again, the terms are going to be longer on a contract for Za'Darius Smith. So maybe that's what is holding up the front office.
I just don't agree that the terms will be longer.
You think Za'Darius is going to get 1 year?
Leonard Floyd just got 1 year. They're almost the same player as far as where they're at in their careers, except for Leonard Floyd's got a Super Bowl. But where they're at in their careers, what's the difference? They're identical ages. They're edge rushers available. And they both had, coming into the season, they were both on, Za'Darius Smith was finishing up a two-year, $23 million deal, and Leonard Floyd was cut in the middle of a two-year, $20 million deal. So I'm not really sure how these two guys aren't in the exact same place in their careers and with the age and everything else playing into it. That's the way I see it. I mean, I could be wrong. You know, we were allowed to have differing opinions, but that's just the way I view it,
Are you in favor of a possible, before we go to break here, Calais Campbell return?
Yeah, depending on the price and if there's an actual plan to use him, you just got to, that to me would be as far as a locker room guy. And you're talking about what he would bring to that would be as valuable.
Grady being gone now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Onyemata might take over kind of that role as the old head, or Leonard Floyd might come in here and kind of take on. Now, it is kind of depending on where they're at because he's an edge player and Onyemata's, handing the dirt line. Yeah, Calais Campbell is never going to be bad for a locker room. I feel like his body has held up more the last few years than even like a Von Miller type, but
I don't think Calais fits what we are trying to get accomplished. I don't know that, and we talked a bunch about Zach Harrison being drafted in that role behind Calais, and they've had to shift away from what Zach Harrison was drafted to do here. He's shifted to more of an interior B-gap style of player where he can use his length and his strength. So
interesting point,
I don't think that Calais really fits what we are trying to do. But I'm sure that if he wants to go and play somewhere, he will fit extremely well and be a great locker room guy. Just don't know that that's here. I think you'd have to design a concept around what Calais is at this point.
The Calais voice is... Really?
I thought... hold on a second. I have my head down, and I thought Tiffany just did it off the cuff. I was like, okay.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, when we come back, I know this will make these guys happy. We've got two-time NASCAR champion and Daytona 500 champion and driver of the number 3 Chevy, Austin Dillon, joining us on the other side when we return here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. All right, we're back here on the morning shift. Today is Tuesday, but looking ahead. Actually, Mike, did you do anything this weekend?
Of course.
Besides,
are you kidding
me?
I'm always lighting the fires and kicking the tires, baby. We're out in the streets constantly.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I had a sick kid. Which that's a whole conversation for another day. I won't bore y'all with the facts of the situation that's been going on at my house. But, you know, essentially until last night, my daughter hadn't gone to the bathroom in like 6 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll spare
you. I'll tell you what, man.
Spare you the details.
Nothing makes me more excited to be a dad than Mike's stories.
Had to step in.
It's like, dude, really? That's what you did last night? Awesome.
I would never try to excite you. There are ups and downs to parenthood. It is just very rewarding. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you just do what you have to for your kids. The situation is not something I wanted to do. I didn't set out to be excited to handle my daughter's discomfort. But you know what? Sometimes you got to play hero ball. I stepped in and cleared things up. You know what I mean?
Dad of the year. Can I zag real quick, Mike?
Please do.
I have to give you your credit. You always come up with these nice sayings like post up like a mailbox, lighting fires and kicking tires. I mean, that's a good one, man. I might have to steal that.
You know what I mean? It's no big deal.
Also, thank you. That will also be a drop now for you. So you will hear that again.
Nah, man. I thought you were going to say something about my daughter, so that's good too.
When you said zag, it reminded me of something I've been hearing. I can't stand when people call Gonzaga. It absolutely drives me nuts.
Like, the follow-up is why.
Who are you paying attention to that is hurting you?
I wonder
if
he's trying to target me. Like, I slipped up in our game.
Gonzaga.
And I did it. Good Lord, so I heard about it. I called them Gonzaga the whole time, but do not make a mistake with people's
I didn't know you did that. So
the proper pronunciation is Gonzaga.
You know
Gonzaga.
Why?
Because they're not the Zogs.
Because,
hateful people want to.
People call them the Zags, but it's like, I don't know. I think my problem is I remember when Gonzaga first jumped on the college basketball scene in the NCAA tournament. I know they beat Florida one year. It was a big upset.
It was Adam Morrison.
And also they're very sensitive, too, about the
way before.
It's Gonzaga because they don't want the Gonzaga.
Where is Gonzaga located?
Washington.
Like Spokane.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't know that. I think it's in Washington or Spokane.
For some reason, I thought it was an East Coast city.
Have you seen their players? They're all look wet. Adam Morrison looks like the typical grunge guy. I mean, he could have been an extra in a Nirvana movie if they were making one back in the day. I mean,
I never connected the two. Never even thought about it. Makes sense.
I think it's because the thing that bothers me is that people will call them Gonzaga and then say, "Yeah, I think I picked the Zags in my thing." Well, what? And then also,
that's proper.
It's the fact that they've been here. They've been a national brand for so long.
Yeah.
We should pronounce their name right because it's not a. If I can pronounce it, then anyone should be able to pronounce it.
In my defense, when you're getting the halftime interview, sometimes you're taking notes with a coach, right? So you're rushing back out there. We were having no one knows what goes on behind the scenes because you're never supposed to let them see you sweat. But we had a camera thing. It was like, get to this spot, get to that spot. So it's kind of like, I guess you can call it like a Freudian slip. It was like, Gonzaga. And I'm like, then I got a producer in my ear. It's Gonzaga. I'm like, I know I've been saying Gonzaga the whole entire time.
What?
But this one moment that, you know.
I do have to understand, like, what was it that led you to say Gonzaga?
Also in my head, I guess I've always wanted to say it that way,
Gonzaga.
just because I feel like I like the way that it sounds.
Yeah. It would be interesting to me if somebody was like, we're going to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. You know what I mean? The A in there, just I don't know. I don't know.
It's the same thing with like Nevada is Nevada.
Nevada.
You don't say Nevada.
That's
if you go to Nevada, they get very upset if you say Nevada. It's Nevada.
I tell you what, if someone,
Boise State.
Today,
if Boise. Someone, it's you know.
If someone from Boise came down here and said, I'm going to go to Talladega.
Well, there's a quiz online about Georgia cities, and there's always like back and forth about how you pronounce like Bremen or Bremen or
Bremen.
Albany or I'm trying to think of some of the other ones.
The biggest is Houston County.
Yeah.
Because it's spelled Houston. But yeah. It's Houston.
There's like a couple of other ones. Albany, Georgia. I know that some people say Albany.
Well, why would you say Albany?
I'm just telling you. Like that's how some people, the locals down there say it. Yeah.
I think Simone,
Albany, New York that's spelled the exact same way.
People want to change things when you go to different locations. I don't know.
What is the other
just
one?
Just like in a...
It's the same thing with Houston, right? I mean, what are we talking about?
I worked in Louisiana, Louisiana's a weird place, and it was Iowa, not Iowa, but it was spelled Iowa.
Interesting.
Do you think people could mispronounce Tallapoosa?
People would mispronounce? Yes.
But it's literally spelled Tala and then Pusa. How can you mispronounce it?
What's the city kind of near Auburn that a lot of people in Alabama always miss? Tallahassee or Tallahassee? Tallahassee, I think, is how you say it. But I said Tallahassee for the longest time because of Tallahassee. I don't know why. I just, piece them together. Tallahassee. There's a bunch of them in South Georgia, though, that are mispronounced all the time.
Yeah,
the locals will get upset with you.
Yeah, South.
I'm trying to think of the other
one. I don't feel like people should get upset.
Oh, Cordell and Cordell. That's because that's where the Cordell Jr. is going to race in a couple weeks. And he was talking about that. He was like, I've known that it's Cordell. I had to be taught that it was Cordell.
Not Cordell. Sonoya is another one.
I feel like you should only get offended. Do I not have a sense of community? Is that my problem? I don't know. I feel like you should only get offended if someone mispronounces your name. That is personal. And if they repeatedly do it or something like that. But as far as regional things, like someone out here going to Nevada and saying Nevada, I don't know. I feel like there are bigger things to worry about. But maybe I'm not a community person. I don't know. Maybe I'm a terrible human being.
I'd be angry all the time about mispronouncing my name, and it's not even hard to pronounce.
So when people go to Las Vegas, it's like Las Vegas, Nevada, right? Everyone says, I feel like a lot of people say that, but being out there at that school, Nevada.
That's a good point.
Nevada is one that I'm actually hypocritically like, who cares?
But see, you can't be like that if you're like that with Gonzaga.
What about Dallas, Georgia? You know what I mean?
I
always thought people said Dallas.
Dallas.
I know, I'm just making fun of
Dallas would never even come into play. I mean, it's not the airport.
Dallas, Georgia.
I mean, how could you mispronounce?
Dallas is the airport.
I have one for y'all. Do you guys say McDonough or McDonough?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's McDonough.
McDonough? I think I've always said McDonough. I don't even know which one's right. Dahlonega's another one that I think gets butchered a lot.
McDonough.
Dahlonega's another one I think gets butchered.
What does it get called?
Dahlonega.
Who calls it Dahlonega?
I've heard it. People that don't live here.
Who are these people?
I'm telling you. You got to get out.
You
got to experience a little culture and get out from Atlanta and meet these people, man. I'm just telling y'all. There's some people out there that I am around.
That is true.
Dahlonega isn't cultured. I can damn well assure you that.
No, he's saying get out of here.
I travel the world, never heard that.
Have y'all people heard?
Yeah.
Have y'all heard people?
Come here and then go back
y'all
home?
People?
I've been to Cancun. I've been to Toronto. I've been to London. I've traveled the world. I've went across the pond before.
Have y'all heard people mispronounce Dacula?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dacula. Have people called it Dacula? Yeah. That's crazy.
That's close to Dracula, though.
That is.
Dacula is. Now, I give people, I don't necessarily give you a pass, but
you understand.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
I mean,
so why is it understandable that somebody would say Dacula as opposed to Dahlonega? Why would the Ega not sound the same as Talladega?
I feel like Dahlonega just sounds like it. You'd automatically be like, I don't think I'm saying this right.
Dahlonega sounds like you're trying to mispronounce it. The fact that Dacula is really one letter away from Dracula. And you would say Dacula. I mean, it's pretty simplistic.
It's the same thing.
Dahlonega, I've never, ever, ever heard anyone even say that. That is so ridiculous. I can't even believe you would bring it up.
I don't know why you're so upset. Somebody that rhymes Dacula with Dracula, and it's more upsetting to you that somebody said Dahlonega as...
Yes, that's where you drew the line.
Yes,
it's where I
you
drew the line.
You were like, this is it. This is the hill
and
I'm
dying on. And it's
where
I'm drawing the line. You talking during my segment. Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fireshire. I use the Fireshire Sunday when I made the chicken thighs on the Blackstone. Just doubt. I just basically threw them all in a bowl and poured it in there and just kind of mixed it up with my hands and threw a little all-purpose. I actually threw some meat church rub on there.
Yeah.
I got some meat church rub for Christmas for my neighbor Risto. And
stuff.
I just threw the all-purpose one all in the bowl. You just kind of mix it up, keep throwing it on there. And one of the things I've been doing with my Blackstone with the chicken is I got one of those big burger presses Uncle Beaver got me. And I just squashed that chicken like if they
smash burger, like but chicken.
But they do it at the waffle. You know, they do it at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Because it gets a good crisp on it too. You know, And I'm big on that. Anyways, and don't forget for my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager, official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics.
Hoodie-hoo.
So, have you guys ever heard of Charlie Hole?
That sounds familiar.
Brett's kid.
No, okay, female golfer. Close. She's British. She's kind of a little bit in the golf world of a phenomenon. She's a pretty good golfer, and she's been kind of compared, like she's been called the John Daly of women's golf. Okay,
because I know who she is.
She's not like John Daly, like that out open. I mean, she's not like drinking Cokes,
not that rough around the edge.
But she is. She constantly has a cigarette in her hand on the golf course.
Okay.
And you'll see her a lot.
Likes to smoke a heater while she's golfing.
Well, she posted on Instagram that she's going to stop smoking. And she handed over a pack of cigarettes to another pro, Ron Evans. And then she made a big bet. And she said that if she smokes once in the next 2 months, she's going to give him $10,000.
Wow.
So I was kind of like,
cold turkey.
What? Is there something that you would give up in your life that you consider a bad habit that you would put that kind of bet on? Because that's a lot. Now, she's a golfer. She's got that money. I mean, maybe $500 or something for us.
Yeah.
For me, $100, you know. Cause
I'd love to do that with my kids' snacks. We got kids' snacks. I'm like, I can knock back one of these.
Because that's pretty dead. Quick, 150 dedication.
Calories.
I would think to stop underestimating the amount of time it takes me to get ready. So, like, I and a lot of other friends do this, too, where you think, okay, oh, cool, we got to be there in, like, an hour. All right, I'll get ready an hour before. All I have to do is this and this, and it never ends up working out that way.
Yeah.
I grossly underestimate. So that's what I would give that up and start the process early.
Yeah. A lot of my friends when I was in college and with the Falcons would dip. I never fell into that category. I don't know why I got lucky enough not to. But dip and chew was just never my thing, although almost every friend I have fell down that route at one point.
Yeah, I got a couple of tweets here. Y'all are missing the best one. Cairo or Cairo?
Oh, yeah.
Lamar Smith on Twitter hit the show account with that one, too.
And then it's, John hit us us up, and then Sterling hit us up with Hezbaza. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Hezbaza? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Hepzibah. That one is just ridiculously hard. I mean, they should just change the name.
Lamar also commented that, yeah, he said Albany is pronounced Albany down in Albany.
Not in Atlanta,
Albany,
it's
Georgia.
Not.
Well, I guess it
Albany.
Doesn't matter what Atlanta people say.
Well, I guess you guys can debate after the show because we're done here. Steakhouse is next.
Are you going to go to Dallanega, Tiff?
He just said the show's over.
Outlet shopping.
Dallanega.
That's it for us here on the Morning Shift. Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.